Red, you told us that some of the major projects will be centered in the area between the Jeremy Interchange on I-80 and Ecker Hill Middle School.
The Ecker Park and Ride we're hoping to kick off. We have a discussion with County Council on the 7th. Hopefully they'll give us the nod to get that going. Kilby Road, if the Park and Ride goes, then we'll also be doing a major project on Kilby Road from the Ecker area back to Jeremy. And then, of course, the Jeremy Roundabout project is currently under design. We're hoping to kick it off in 18. That was my goal, to finish it in 18, but with some wetland issues and scheduling structures and things like that, we are now hoping that we get started.
He said they're working out final details with UDOT about the Park and Ride.
As part of the Park and Ride, we have to reconstruct the truck parking area. And we've reviewed that with them. They had a couple minor comments on the cooperative agreement. We're pretty much there, on at least from the UDOT side.
So does that mean then that all of those trucks that would park there are now coming off the Pine Brook exit?
The trucks will still access the truck parking area from the freeway. It'll separate right at there. We're providing 10 spots for trucks. That was UDOT's requirement. Plus a parallel two parallel lanes that allow them to quickly drop their chains if they're coming over the Parleys and then take off. It'll also direct trucks to the Silver Creek truck stop that's there now. And UDOT, I think in the next few years, we'll be doing some improvements on the Silver Creek truck parking areas.
He said Kilby Road will still be one lane, but will be widened to accommodate turn lanes, turn pockets, and probably a bike lane. The Jeremy Pine Brook Interchange will have rather large roundabouts on either side.
Probably twice as big as anything you've seen in the county. The off-ramps come into about the center of the roundabout. You break off and then turn. You start around and you can either then swing around off the... If you're eastbound on the Pine Brook side and you want to go to the Jeremy side, you just swing around the roundabout, go under the underpass, make a quick turn to wherever you're going, to the school or to the neighborhood. The frontage roads also tie in to the same roundabout. It should function really well.
Finally, they have a lot of maintenance scheduled at points around the Snyderville Basin.
We probably will spend somewhere in the neighborhood of about $3 million in overlays and another million or so in seal coats. We're going to do overlays in the Highland States area. Pine Brook. We may do a project in Summit Park. We have one budgeted. But we're working with the Reclamation District and Mountain Regional on partnering on when they need to repair their infrastructure, then we do a section of road. And we're still working with those partners to see if that project's going to come to fruition. We got some work in Jeremy Ranch, Park West Village, Ranch Place, Silver Springs, the Sun Peak area.
Summit County's Public Works Director, Derek Radke. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.